Yesterday we began a vision of what was in store by noting the changes in the behavior on the one hand of Yehuda, Shimon, and some of Bnei Yosef, contrasted with the other Shvatim. The first Shvatim seemed to have a sense of awareness of what they needed to do and what was important in defining the relationship to the Yoshvei Haaretz, where they had an opportunity and they were sholeit over them. They took over completely and were morish them. The other Shvatim were happy to enter into basically relationships of mas, and nothing else was demanded. That's called subjugating. Yeah, tribute. Having to pay tribute is an element of subjugation. That's why it's so dramatic. Because if you can do that, they're obviously unable to fight you off. If they're unable to fight you off, so then get rid of them. Right. So it boils down to, whether it's formalized or not formalized, it boils down to making a brit with them, because you're accepting their presence and you're continuing to live with it. It may be an unwritten brit. Yeah.
So is that this?
Offering peace is to accept Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and to be Lamas, not to be Lamas, and to continue being B'nani. Absolutely no, but there's no offering of peace to those who don't want to accept the terms of peace. They don't want to accept the terms of peace. Okay? So, we saw first, we went over even the days of Yehoshua to show the overall structure of the fights of Yehuda. That was Oilo Rishon. To put it together as a segue from Sefer Yoshua. Now, what's fascinating in Sefer Shoftim is that the Sefer is constructed with an overall vision of what this Sefer is about. And immediately after the close of the first parak, we have an unusual parak that defines the vision of the next centuries, what it's all going to be like, and then after that, we see the details of what this parak is going to express. And so the first thing that happens is Vayal Malach Adonai min ha-Gilgal el ha-Bukhin. And so a Malach, and the Malach, say Chazal, is not a Malach, it's a Navi. And the Navi we are identified in Seder Olam with Pinchas. And Pinchas comes up acting as a Navi, and we already saw in the story of Yehoshua acting as a Malach, in which he was able to make himself invisible. And he said, I am a Malach, because it says, Ki Malach Hashem Tzvakotu, on the Kohanim. So that means that throughout we see Pinchas as being some type of supernatural figure. And of course, the way that we're identifying traditionally is that he is Eliyahu HaNavi. And the way that we refer to him as a Malach is indeed in the Targum, in which Briti Shalom, that appears at the beginning with Pinchas, is called Malach Kayama. He turns into a immortal Malach who has a mortal personality called Pinchas, at other times a mortal personality, which is Eliyahu. And that personality is defined by what happened initially to Pinchas, in which he asserted the relationship of Bnei Yisrael to the Umei Sa'elam, made it very clear that they must remain genetically pure, committed to the vision of history which is theirs, and therefore is the Malach HaBrit, who is present at every Brit Milah, and who protects against genetic violations to which Brit Milah is merames. Fascinatingly, what happened originally with Pinchas is that Hema Bochim. So there was everyone crying. Say Chazal, this means Moshe and Sanhedrin, and everybody's sitting at the Petah, and they're all Bochim. Bochim meaning they don't know what to do. Comes along now Pinchas, and he says, what the heck is everybody whining about? Take your sword and smash the guy. So they said, well, you're the only guy who said that, so you have to do it, because you can't ask about it. It's got to come from within. Which means that Pinchas became a Malach through Bochim. And now the Malach comes from Gilgal, which of course is the place, it's just called Gilgal because of the Brit Milah, and he comes to a place called Bochim. And in this place called Bochim, he asserts exactly what he asserted, Lechatchila. You guys have lost it. You don't have any respect for the very Brit Milah, which is I, Malach HaBrit, which is why he's identified as Malach instead of Navi. And you are basically allowing these Kananim to remain here, which ultimately means assimilation. That's clear. There's no way to avoid that. As Yoshua told you before, it's all or nothing. You're not going to be able to avoid some type of lovely multicultural nonsense. And in the end, it's going to be, you're going to intermarry, you're going to end up exactly when I was young, back in Bochim, worshiping their gods in order to get their girls. It's all interrelated. And therefore, I want to let you know, you have failed. And you have failed to such an extent that God's given up. And that's why this place is called Bochim, because Klal Yisrael ended up sitting down and crying. So he told them as follows. Vayomer, this is what God is saying. Ale etchem mimitzrayim, v'avi etchem ala aretz, asher nishbati l'avotechem, v'omar lo afer briti etchem l'olam. You know, this is what I'm saying to myself. I want to bring these people in, take them out of Mitzrayim, bringing them into the aretz that I swore about. I'll never, ever turn my back against the brit, but there's one condition to that. If we're talking about brit that I'm to keep, then you need to keep the brit. And the way to keep the brit is not making a brit. Atem lo tichretu brit liyoshvei haaretz hazot. That is what I told you. You know when I told that to you? I told that to you at the time of the Maisa Ha'ego. So we said we were going to destroy you. Moshe Rabbeinu insisted that the Shechina needs to be loyal to remember Zechor et HaBrit. And so what did I say at that point? Let's read it. We read this all the time on a Tainus. This is a Tainus. Hine anochi koreit brit neged kolamcha ese niflaot asher lo nivra'u b'chol ha'aretz v'chol ha'goyim. V'ra'am, this is very important to remember the details of this pasuk because it's going to end up at the end of the parak defining what had happened. So, v'ra'am kol ha'am hazeh asher atah b'kirbo et ma'aseh Adonai ki norahu asher ani oseh imach shmor lecha et asher anochi metzavecha hayom. Hineni goresh mipanecha et ha'emori v'aknani v'achiti v'aprizi v'achivi v'ayevusi. Hishamer lecha pen tichrod brit liyosheva aretz asher atah ba'aleha pen hiyeh l'mokesh b'kirbecha. כי את מזבחותם תיטוצון ואת מעצבותם תשברון ואת אשריו תכרותון. כי לא תשתחווה לאל אחר כי אדוני קנה שמו. אל קנהו. Sounds familiar? This is exactly what Yoshua warned them right before this. You're not going to be able to make it with God. I'm telling you right now. He gets mad. El Kanahu. Quoting this pasuk.
This is from
Shmot right after the Maisa Ego, which we read. Yeah. For the Yud Gimel Midos and so on, Salach Hashnei Aluchot Davanim Krishonim, Dekatavti Laluchot, and this is what follows. You want to survive with these Yud Gimel Midos is one condition. It's all part of the Brit. And by definition, my Brit precludes other Brits. And you think it's a political issue? It is not a political issue. It's an issue of identity. And therefore, the only one that could say this is the one individual in Klal Yisrael who understood that identity. Moshe Rabbeinu was whining. Moshe Rabbeinu told Pinchas, Kayana Digata, Yilava Parvanka, you're the only guy that can carry this off. So that means anybody who doesn't have a sense of their own identity ends up bochim. Like any adolescent. It's all you could do is whine. All you could do is cry. Because you don't understand. What am I here for? What am I supposed to be doing? Why is life treating this me? And so on and so forth. The only guy who had no questions, because it was so clear to him where he belongs, that's the guy that can pull off the geula, that's the guy that ultimately can be Meshiv Levavot, Albanim, that's Makin Pnei Mashiach, and so on, and it sits by every Brit Milah to assert that this is what the meaning of all of this is. And we forget all of that. The truth is we walk in and we say, Elio, Malach HaBrit, Arishra. Yeah, it's a nice little ceremony. It's not a nice little ceremony. It's taking you all the way back to Gilgal before Bochim so you remember what this is really all about. It's an astonishing vision in which these Prakim and Shoftim define destiny. And therefore Pinchas comes from that moment, and we referred before. It's not bad enough we have the Avayin of Pa'or, we make such a big deal about this. It's all interrelated that we've never gotten clear. Exactly, you've never gotten clear. Comes on Pinchas and says, well, I got it clear. And so Mamela, if you're going to survive, and you think you're going to be able to get rid of these goyim, it's only because you're being shomer the bris, not to make a bris, and then you've done just the opposite. And therefore comes along the malach, And everybody indeed sits down and cries. Yeah.
Did Pinchas, did he become the Kohen Gadol after?
No, he's not a Kohen. He's a Kohen whose function is to be the Mashuach Milchama. So that's the point. Because Milchama is what he's demanding. Milchama is the assertion of identity. Milchama is, we know what we're doing, and it's to die, to fight for. So, I warned you, as he continues to speak out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I warned you, Atem lo tichrutu brit li yoshvei haaretz hazot, remember? I warned you, mizbechoteihem titotzun, v'lo shamatem mikolim. Now look at this. Mazat asitem, what the heck is wrong with you? So you know what? I've decided something's wrong with me too. So Gama Martin, I've changed my mind. Lo agarish otam miplechem. No. You think you're so smart. You'll figure out how to do it. Why should I do it according to the agreement? Fine, no agreement, no agreement. I'm not going to do my part either. At this point, basically, they're being mitbaser, that they're not going to achieve Yerushalayim. And based on that horrific scene, they called the name of the place Al Shem the Bechia, and Vayizbechu Sham Ladunoi to try to be mechaper on what they had done, but it was too late. And so now, going back to the end of Yoshua, this is what happened. Because let's take a look now under this cloud of Bochim and see where we're going to be going. Because getting back now, back at the ranch, Vayishalach Yoshua ta'am, this is word for word, now we're going to repeat the closing of Yoshua to see what happened. So, Vayishalach Yoshua ta'am, Vayachu b'nei Yisrael, ish l'nachalato, l'reshet et ha'aretz. And indeed, Vayavdu am, et adunai kol yimei Yoshua, v'chol yimei hazekenim, asher harichu yamim, acharei Yoshua. But that's because, asher ra'u et kol ma'ase adunai ha'gadol, asher asah li'Yisrael. It's because they knew. V'ra'a, remember, the words in the pasuk, v'ra'a kol ha'am asher ata b'kirbo et ma'aseh Adonai. That's exactly a paraphrase. Ki ra'u et kol ma'aseh Adonai ha'gadol. Exactly. Ki nora'u asher ani oseh imach. So as long as anyone was alive that had personally experienced that, the presence of that individual made it impossible to forget. But then, v'yomot Yoshua ben Nun eved Adonai ben mea v'eser shanim, Vayikburu oto bigvul nachlato betimnat cheres v'har Ephraim mitzvon v'har Gaash. And then v'gam kol ha'dor ahu nesvel avotav. That entire generation that had seen those ma'asim died. Vayakom dor acher achrehem asher lo yadu et Adonai v'gam et ha'ma'aseh asher asah l'Yisrael. And so exactly, ki v'ra'o kol ha'am asher ata b'kirbo no longer existed. In a little place near Ariel. Vayasu v'nei Yisrael et hara b'nei Adonai, and sure enough, vayavdu et ha'baalim. So immediately after the death of Yoshua, and indeed the Medrash says beautifully, we've done all of this. Vayomot Yoshua ben Nun, we did all of this. Why are we going over it again? To teach you. Shenit bakesh Yoshua v'lo nimtza. This was the moment that we need Yoshua. What do we do now? So now they realized what they had lost after the fact. That's why it brings again the fact that it was a volcano, that they hadn't responded to the Chatzil. Now look what happens when you don't have Yoshua. Now you'd like Yoshua? Well, it's too late. So because of that, and this by the way, is why this is the only place that the word Yoshua is written male. Yehoshua, with that extra vav, you see that? Yoshua with a vav between the shin and the ayin. Acharei Yoshua. So this, the Medrash says, this is an indication of the shleimus of the Shem Hashem in Yoshua, that he was male. He had worshipped Belef Shalem, and that's for what's called an Eved Hashem. And that is what allowed the Shekhinah to continue to be Shera, which is always Merumas and Avav, as the Zohar points out, as the Zeir Anpin, that's Bischaber to Shekhinah. And so we repeat, because now for the first time they knew what they lost. And now the Har Gaash, they relate to the Har Gaash. Now it's their own hearts that are Goesh, and there's nothing to do.
Which Yoshua
at the Acharei Yoshua. Azekenim Asherich Yamim Acharei Yoshua. Back in Posek Zayin. Right? Only place. Yeah. You don't have it there?
Second Yeshua.
Second Yeshua.
Yeah.
Not the first one.
Second. Still doesn't have it? Yeah. How is it possible?
It's
true. They're generally very careful.
I have the same.
That's terrible. Yes, a true travesty. It really is. Okay. And so, the word, again, here, is mole. Avotav. It says again the same full lotion of avotav. Nesu el Avotav, again to indicate that was the last generation that was Shleimus. Always Avotav is written without the Vav. And so, indeed, they ended up doing the Ra, they ended up being Dabet Avodah Zarah, they ended up being Ozevet Hashem, exactly as we warned you up front. There's no way to compromise on this issue. Vayazvu et Adonai Elohei Avotam, Hamotziotam Eretz Mitzrayim. Exactly what they had said to Yeshua. Well, why would we leave Hashem? He took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim. He's done a pretty good job. Well, as Yeshua said, that ain't going to last very long. Vayalchu acharei Elohim acharim, me'elohei ha'amim asher svivotehem, vayishtachavu lehem, vayachisu et Adonai, vayazvu et Adonai, vayavdu lebaal, v'la'ashtarot. And so vayicharaf Adonai b'Yisrael. This now is what this book is about. This is the story of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry at Israel. To put them in the hands of those who would tear at them, and they did tear at them. Sold into the hands of their enemies all around. And they suddenly realized that what had been going on that they were taking for granted was a state that was unnatural. And that if they wanted it to continue, they needed to know who they were. B'chol asher yatzu yad Adonai etabam l'ra'a. I read it that way because of a beautiful pshat in the Seder Olam. B'chol asher yatzu, if they tried to run away and get out of Eretz Yisrael, this is a reference to being to Alimelech and Machlon v'Chilion. That was the worst. Yatza yad, so then yad Adonai etabam l'ra'a. Which has destroyed them. So there was nothing to do. You couldn't escape it. You couldn't fight it. You either found yourself or you were dead. Oh, he made life tough. And so this book is going to be about leaders that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them to help them. And those leaders, by reconstruct, why Shoftim? Because that was what was missing. What was missing was the vision. So these Shoftim ended up saving them, not by being great military leaders, but by being Shoftim. V'gam el Shoftim lo shameyo. You think that they listened to the Shoftim? They didn't listen necessarily to the Shofet?
It's the preview of the whole
book. The whole book, right. Kizanu achrei elim achrim, ishtachavu lehem, soru maher min haderach asher al chuavotam, lishmoa mitzvot adonai lo asuchen. Oh, they turned really fast. Sure, everybody had promised. Big deal. If God would give them a shofet. So as long as the shofet was done, din emet hayah Adonai im ha-shofet, because after all, it says Beferish, HaKadosh Baruch was there, Elohim nitzav badas el, the Shekhinah was there next to the shofet, and therefore v'yoshiyem. So as v'yoshiyam mi'adoi v'yem, koyim ha-shofet. So as long as the shofet was alive, the Shekhinah was shayren. Ki yinachem Adonai min ha-katam, b'pnei lochatzeyem. Because the presence of the Shofet made HaKadosh Baruch Hu be misnachem on the Ra'ah and respond to their tefillah. But as soon as the Shofet died, v'haya b'mot ha-Shofet, they would go right back to what they were doing before. So in other words, the frustration that people have with the book of Shoftim, which is, it's always the same old story, is exactly what the book announces at the beginning. This is a book about insanity. It's always the same old story. Here's what it's all about. Bunch of people who think they know what's going on. The moment it's not in front of your nose, they no longer know what's going on. You send them somebody, so now because of that person, he's able to get things moving. The moment he's off the scene, they don't see what's in front of their nose. You could do this 100 times. You think you're frustrated at this book? Imagine how frustrated I am at this book, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Lamaisa, we open up the book with a sense of frustration that the rest of the book is meant to allow you to feel, to experience, and to see how many different ways you can go wrong every time believing that you finally managed to do it right. And this, of course, is the story of Yisrael. We always figure out what we did wrong, except that it's never the real issue. So, and this is the Rambam says, is the nature of tinyness, right? To remind you, nothing has changed. You think something changed. Nothing has changed. You're finding yourself in exactly the situation of the stupidity that you can see in retrospect when you read Sefer Shoftim, and Lamaisa, your life is no different. And with all of the great tshuva movements and the people coming together and I believe, and doesn't make the slightest bit of difference. Because you never have touched the underlying issues. So ayah b'mot ha-shofet yashuvu. And then they get even worse. V'shchitu mi'avotam. You understand? Every time you think you fix something, but you didn't, it only gets worse, not better. So as soon as the shofet dies, boom, it's worse than it was before. Lo lechet acharei Elohim acharim lo avdam. They never lost a chance to do something wrong. Amazing.
Never miss an opportunity.
Exactly. And so it finally got to a point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu got so angry. That's it. There's never going to be my presence in any kind of Yerusha over here. And they're never going to be able to get any of those minagoyim asher azav Yehoshua vayomot. And these goyim be left leman nasot bam et Yisrael. Hashomrim emet erach Adonai lelechet bam kasher shamru avotam imlo. So as the Medrash points out, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be minasa the avot, he was Manasseh. Hashem nisat Avram. Imagine the horror of leaving these filthy goyim, that they should be the Nisayon. And it should be up to them to be Manasseh Yisrael. So we create now a foil, basically. Nisayon in this sense doesn't mean a test. It's a constant foil in which you're always testing yourself against the realities. And therefore, you're never able to just give up. Because once you're put yourselves into a position in which you can't seem to learn, the only solution is to be constantly learning. Because you're never able to penetrate to the underlying issue. So if you can't penetrate to the underlying issue, we're left with oscillations. That's what's going to be left. So where's the oscillations going to come from, says God? I'm not interested in getting involved in this. Because remember that a nisayon doesn't mean a test for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to discover something. The nisayon is the opportunity for the person to grow into himself. So therefore, I'm telling you, the only way you guys are going to grow into yourself, just learn to deal with reality. I'll come back in a few thousand years, we'll discuss and see if you've grown up. But I'm certainly not going to be involved in playing...
I'm grandpa.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to play games with adolescents. So Mamela, we'll leave these people here, and either you'll learn to deal with it or you won't learn to deal with it. So in other words, we start off with a parak in which we have the last person, and actually the person who will be last, who will remember the complete vision of that history, the ultimate Levi, which is to provide Levaya to Am Yisrael forever, and that's Elio, Pinchas, this identity that is so mysterious, and it constantly comes to assert exactly later on what Yehoshua came to assert. When you make up your stupid minds, you want to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or you want to worship Buddha. I don't know what you want, but make up your mind. Exactly what Elio Hanavi says, right? With the story of the Baal that we'll be getting to. But make up your minds. You want to worship a Baal? Please! But cut out this nonsense of pretending that you want this, but you really want something else. So that this is the one person who can bring out the nature of the need for developing a full understanding of your own identity, the alternative being Bichia Lidorot, which is the Bochim. So now the original Bichia, which we understood, is in the nature of the Meraglim, is brought out over here being a continual bichia, in which if you can't get out of the original bichia, where you question, do I really want this? Do I want the hassle? Do I want the history of constant fighting? Isn't it better to just do shalom achshav? Isn't it better to... No, seriously, that's exactly what that means. Shalom achshav, whatever. What are we... It's exactly what they're saying. Oh, come on, what is it going to be? Generation after generation of war. Shalom achshav is what we want. This is not a new movement. This is exactly what history is shouting about. Comes along the Mashuach Milchama. Who is the one person who doesn't whine, who's not a bochad? And he's telling them, if you can't learn to fight now, you're going to learn the hard way, because your life will be one long fight. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. I'm finished. I'm not going to do this job. They're not interested in my doing it. Let them fight. And so in the mail of the fight will be a fight for generations and generations. I thought, and as I told Yoshua, don't get rid of the goyim right away. Let them remain settled, like that was a big mistake of the Americans in Iraq. Get rid of everybody. And now what? Now what are you going to do? No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they would have read their Chumash, would have said, it's idiotic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also didn't do that. He could have put up a sign, okay, victory, and that's it. Walked away. Then what? Then Yirbu Aleichem Chayat HaSadeh. What, you're telling me that the bath party is at Chayat HaSadeh? So Yirbu Aleichem Chayat HaSadeh. So what do you do? Leave them. Gradually. Let them keep things going. They'll service the infrastructure. When it's time, get rid of them. Instead, we want peace now. So therefore, they will be the foil for generations. Vayanach Adonai et goyim ha-goyim ha-ela levotio rishamaher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had originally left these goyim on purpose, not to be a Nisoyan. That's why he didn't give them over in the hands of Yoshua. Not because he wanted to be Manasseh Yisrael, but those very goyim that had been left to service the infrastructure and to be la'at la'at, below your bu'alechem, don't let the land just be ruined until you're enough people to take over. Those goyim become now the foil, which is the classic picture. The nachash that's supposed to be your servant becomes the master. The HR that's supposed to be helping you settle the earth becomes the master of your life. Mishuganah. You're all crazy. That's the Achin Ki Adam Tumutun. We give you the best of tools. It's the old story about the helicopter, you know. God, why did you save me? You know, why did I save you? I sent you the robot. I sent you the helicopter. What else can I do? That's exactly what Mr. Baruch says. I said what you want. I sent you Yetzer Hara. You should be able to create a world that's worth something. Build. You know, Malay Yetzer Hara. You know, the Mesa Yishai. You know, Bein Abayas. And instead, you start serving the Yetzirah. This becomes your life. I leave these goyim for you to help you out, so that you can, as soon as you're ready, you just throw them out of the house. And instead, all of a sudden, they're the owners. Let's marry, let's worship. But it's astounding. I don't understand how to deal with you. You're all mentally ill. So Mimela, we'll just wait. So what was originally goyim ha'ela levilti'o risham maher, as it says in the Pasuk, right? It says, ma'at ma'at agarshena. It's going to be a slow process on purpose. So you guys, as usual, take what was meant for you, turn it around, and now destroy yourselves of what was meant for you. So this doesn't mean, the closing pasuk, that at this point God left these goyim. Because we're past this. Correct? Don't be confused by this, as the Mitzvah explains. What we have over here is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had left these goyim levilti orisham maher. It's clear that that's the word maher. That's the point. Because that's a reference to the ma'at ma'at. That was written all the way back in Shmos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to do it little by little. So you knew that this is the plan. And it was left this way on purpose. V'lo netanam b'yad Yoshua. And yet, you turned it into a historical disaster. So if you look at the map that is associated with this parak, you'll see a remarkable thing, that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing when he says, I sent Shoftim, is that the Shoftim plastered across the entire map of Eretz Yisrael, such that every single area and every single Shevet had an opportunity to participate, just like the Sefer begins with, who will go first? There was an opportunity for every element of Yisrael to be the one that could maybe make the difference. So that the Shoftim are almost spread across the map evenly of Eretz Yisrael. And this is why initially our vision is a vision of the potential and the loss despite it all.